quasi-cerebral talk and tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. You are tuned into Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are the campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on unceded stolen lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikwetlem First Nations. This episode of Typically Tuesdays was produced on unceded stolen lands of the Katsi, Kwikwetlem, and Stolo First Nations. And here at Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of these lands, and we thank them for their stewardship of the lands and the waters. My name is Leslie, and I'm so excited to be doing today's episode of the show. I've been waiting for months to do this episode. And it is, as I alluded to last week, after a very heavy and information-intense episode of Typically Tuesdays, today's program is one a lot more lighthearted. It is actually quite personal as well, but it's going to be a lot more fun because it's going to be music-centered mainly. It is my great honor and privilege to present to you this hour a celebration of one of my absolute favorite albums of all time. The 10th year anniversary edition for this record just came out last week on Friday, and if you've been a longtime listener of Typically Tuesdays, you might have an idea of what that record is specifically. And even if you don't, that's fine. But you will know. I'm going to make you know. What did I tell you? What did I tell you? What did I tell you? You will know, right? And now you do. It is Emotion by Carly Rae Jepsen. And I, oh, wow. Truly am so excited to talk about it. On our playlist today, it's all songs from this album, obviously, and we're doing a little bit of a storied playlist. Let's join Carly as a fly on a wall, as a friend, with her to the club, where she didn't just come here to dance with I Didn't Just Come Here to Dance by Carly Rae Jepsen. Enjoy.
I didn't just come here to dance, if you know what I mean. Do you know what I mean? If you just give me a chance, you'd see what I see. Do you see what I see?
Oh,
Favorite Color by Carly Rae Jepsen here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Hi, I'm Leslie, and I love that album. I love Emotion, the album that Carly Rae Jepsen released about 10 years ago. That is so deeply emotional, I guess. And today I'm talking all about this album. I don't have a lot of time to talk, mainly because I want to share music with you, but you know, in the storied playlist. Carly's at the club and now she's realized she's fallen for somebody there. I mean, the reason why this album has such a big impact on me is that I listened to it at a time, I think, when I was forming my own identity and trying to kind of understand what it is I like in this world. And melodically, it just spoke to me. I think that, I mean, it was released in 2015. I personally think that this kickstarted the latest 80s nostalgia cycle, personally. You know, it planted seeds in people's head, in my opinion. But melodically, it's just really fun to listen to, right? And if you've been a longtime listener of Typically Tuesdays, you know that I kind of like this sort of bubblegum pop, poppy, dancey, bright kind of music. But then also, really importantly, it's about these lyrics, right? They are, as in the title of the record, they are so deep in feeling. And it's like these complex feelings as well, right? Of when you fall in love with somebody and also when you fall out of love with that person, what it means to you. In the song that we just heard, one of the things that I really like about it is that it's very sensual, you know, where she's talking in the first verse about losing breath just from a kiss. Like, oh my god, she likes this person so much. And it, you know, maybe it was kind of like a hot and heavy makeout session or something. But really importantly, we don't really know what's happening in there, what type of kissing, I guess the level of intimacy that's happening in there. We just know that emotionally it's very intimate, emotionally it's very vulnerable. You know, she likes this person so much that perhaps even just with a chaste kiss, she's losing her breath. And there are a lot of other moments throughout this album that make you think of this really interesting imagery that could be about spite, that could be about having a wild night in your youth, simply having a conversation with your friend. Maybe that's a little annoying. It's all in there throughout this album. I want you to listen to more of it. I hope you like it just as much as she likes you. I Really Like You is the title of the song. Enjoy. I really wanna stop, but I just got the taste for it. I feel like I could fly with the boy on the moon. So honey, hold my hands, you're like making me wait for it. I feel like I could die walking up to the room. Oh yeah, late night watching television, but how we get in this position is way too soon. I know this isn't love, but I need to tell you something. Everything you say is a sweet revelation. All I wanna do is get into your head. That we could stay alone, you and me and this temptation. Sipping on your lips, hanging on by the thread. Baby, late night watching television. But how'd we get in this position? It's way too soon. I know this isn't love, but I need to tell you something. Like that, said you could keep them. I don't.
don't know how to act or if I should be leaving. I'm running out of time, going out of my mind. I need to tell you something. Yeah, I need to tell you something.
This is Bird Note. Some bird songs leave us in admiration of their beauty, some with a sense of wonder at their complexity, and others are downright comical. This male willow ptarmigan sounds like he might be laughing, or at least doing his best to make others laugh. As a maker of silly sounds, he beats the Three Stooges hands down. For the male ptarmigan, though, these sounds are no laughing matter. Where it nests in the low, dense, shrubby willow tundra of Alaska and Canada, the willow ptarmigan crows to attract females and show other males he's in charge of his stretch of tundra. This stocky northern relative of grouse and chickens is a bright rusty brown above with a white belly and wings. The hen ptarmigan is so well camouflaged in brown tones, you might be looking right at her and never know it. But the male is another story. Picture those white wings propelling that chunky, rusty body in a long arc over the tundra as he chuckles his way across the tops of the willows. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
Guardian Angel by Carly Rae Jepsen, which is, I think, the promotional single for this Emotion 10th Anniversary Edition album. Before that, you heard I Really Like You. Of course, love that song. Absolutely banger. It's typically Tuesdays here on CJSF 90.1 FM, and I am its host, Leslie. I love Emotion. this record means so much to me. I think a really big part of why I like this record so much is that it is really not afraid to be too much, so deep in love, so confused about one's feelings, so yearning so pathetically, if I'm gonna put it in a slightly mean way. I don't know if there's a lot of music that does that anymore. I remember a few months ago watching this television, I think he's a television and film writer and producer, Nathan Ramos Pock, talking about this thing that he feels as a millennial that is missing in media now is the lack of emotion in it. Getting too deep in one's feelings is kind of cringy, as I understand. That's how a lot of the youth feel these days. And I understand where they're coming from. You know, I think you and I have probably at some point in our lives when we were younger felt like, oh, it's just, it's so embarrassing to feel so much, to feel so intensely, to be vulnerable and to open ourselves up to potential hurt or ridicule. And while I think that's like a kind of like a natural developmental thing for a lot of people, I think having it sort of be like the trend of a lot of pop culture these days makes things not as interesting. Case in point, maybe, is that I feel like, I don't know, I guess for me, I don't know that I've listened to a lot of music these days that has this level of intensity in its emotions, right? The term that I used was pathetic yearning. And I guess I'm just like thinking to myself, like, have I heard a lot of pop music these days that have that element of the human experience in it where it's hard to play it cool with your feelings when you like somebody so much? At a deeper level, you know, the question I guess I would ask is like, does that potentially deprive us of making really beautiful human connections with somebody else, but also within ourselves, being able to connect with really deeply how we're feeling? And then on a shallow level, it just makes it, for me, I guess, harder to understand why people think that Gnarly by Cat's Eye is the true blue gem of music in our year of supposed 2025. This is a totally different topic, and I don't want to get too into it, but I really truly sometimes worry that people genuinely no longer have taste, are really bad at curating their taste, really bad at figuring out what they truly like in themselves, that they will agree that anything that's kind of trending is good. Even if it's objectively quite bad, it's so bad that it's good. There's a quote-unquote camp element to it. Bro, that's not what camp is. Anyways, I'm not going to get into it. The point is, I love this album because it really forces you to sit down and listen and feel all the intensity of the emotions that are in each song. I'm going to play more music now, and maybe you'll hear it as well. On our playlist, at this point in the story, you know, there are issues arising in this relationship. Carly, I'm in your corner, but we gotta figure this out. Here's Boy Problems.
just leave or stay.
To untwine all the secret rules.